Right, this is the Cool Shit Podcast. Each week we round up the latest cool shit, helping us think different and keep inspired. What makes it in, what gets left out, and what gets challenged. Is it cool, is it shit?
Or does it cross the magic threshold and come bona fide, certified cool shit?
Welcome to the editors meeting.
Jaren just yawned, and that is a reflection on how I'm feeling for episode 45 of the Cool Shit Podcast. I've been off for 2 weeks and I think my energy is just so low, so I need these three lovely boys in the room with me to put me up and get the energy going for this podcast.
Free energy.
What have you got in mind?
Not what you'd like, James. So we've got the three J's of the agency. We've got Jaren, Josh, and James.
Wow,
I'm so sorry about that pause. I'm actually really, really exhausted, but we're going to get better. I'll start with you, Josh. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Are you happy to be on the podcast?
Less than I was 5 minutes ago.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Although I feel like I have a habit of doing that as podcast host these days. As James has mentioned, the powers get into my head. Jaren?
I'm doing well.
I feel like I was probably on it with you last, actually. Like, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And we've got the lovely James.
Hello.
You alright?
I'm extremely angry.
Why are you angry?
you say your energy's low.
Yeah.
My energy is high.
Okay.
Because I'm currently in the middle of a dispute with Octopus Energy. Because they've charged me an awful lot of money for this month. And I think it's a mistake, but I don't know how to prove it.
Oh.
So I've cancelled my direct debit.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll see. And it also means that I'm very ill prepared for this, because my little half hour window to kind of...
Has been focused on Octopus Energy.
To write some jokes has been spent writing angry emails instead.
So if the podcast is rubbish, it's probably down to you fighting an energy company.
Yeah, pretty much.
On this dull Wednesday. But we're going to make it bright. We're going to brighten today, and we're going to start with some stories. How's this week been?
Yeah, all right. It's been one of those weeks where... Well, actually, no. This I'm just going to say they're good. Actually, I don't want to poo-poo it immediately.
It's never that smooth. Normally, you normally.
No, and also, I kind of prefer now. I prefer bringing stuff that I'm not actually entirely sure about, because it's a bit. It's not as fun when I just bring something and we all go, "Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Let's move on." So yeah. I like a bit of conflict.
That's the whole point of the podcast, though, isn't it?
Exactly.
To discuss.
And there's one actually where I genuinely. I'll do it first. Actually, it's one that I genuinely don't know how I feel about it. So okay. I'd like people to help me learn how to think.
We will help you, won't
Thank
we,
you.
Guys? Yes, we will.
Thank
Group
you.
Effort. So do you want to go on then?
Yeah, I do want to go on then. Right.
I missed half the sentence out, sorry.
Right, so Heinz and Absolut, the vodka company, have partnered up this week to release what's been called a match made in heaven sauce, which is basically, it's a jar of pasta sauce, but it's like that kind of penne alla vodka sauce that you see quite a lot.
James said that whilst wiggling his shoulders, it was quite like sassy.
I was actually kind of flicking my
finger. It was very sophisticated.
My Sicilian roots really came through then. But yeah, so they've launched this new sauce, and I can't tell if it's really, because it seems like, I can't tell if it's really clever or just kind of a bit obvious and boring, and if now a marketing strategy is just kind of, let's look on what's on TikTok and then just kind of copy that. So I'd like you lovely people, to help me.
Well, it's funny you say that. I'll start, even though I'm the host. Sorry, guys. You guys are supposed to be giving your opinions, not me as much. But the first thing I thought is, they're so late. This happened in 2020. It's not a craze anymore. Why have they done it now?
Yeah, but this was my issue, because at first, because I don't know about you, but my algorithm serves me a lot of nonnas cooking pasta. So at first I thought, like, okay, this, I can see how this would work, because I don't, that vodka sauce always, I see a lot of that, and I don't think I've ever had it, and I probably wouldn't make it, but if it was in a jar, then I'd be kind of tempted.
I mean, I made it when it was trending.
This is the thing, and because I was looking, then I looked at the article and it said, oh, it was a massive thing in 2020 Gigi Hadid was doing it. So yeah, it is a bit late, and this was part of the reason why I brought you on board, Josh, actually, because we're trying to talk to some FMCG people at the moment for an undisclosed project, and the issue that seems to come up a lot for this sort of thing is just the amount of time it takes to get an idea through. So this kind of seems like an example of that someone had a bright idea 3 years ago and now finally it's actually happening.
Coming to fruition. They're a little bit late to fight on the trend, but I feel like that's kind of been Heinz's thing for the last couple of years anyway. Like, the pasta sauce, when they launched it, was all about, oh, we haven't done it yet, yeah, we should already be on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, that's what I thought, because I saw that, because it was like, well, we waited 150 years to do a pasta sauce, like, we can wait a bit yeah, longer to do another one. But I feel like that's just a bit of spin. Like, mm, there's absolutely no chance that was intentional.
No, that wasn't intentional.
But I think it's a shame, because in terms of a collaboration, it actually kind of makes cool, quite a lot of sense. Yeah. And the way they've launched it, I think it's quite nice. And all the packaging looks pretty good.
Yeah. Jaron, what do you think? You're a visual creative guy. Do you like the jar, the packaging? It's kind of got like a retro feel to
it. It's cool, yeah, yeah, yeah. Any of this sort of throwback retro aesthetic, I'm kind of here for. Keep it simple. As a product, I'm not even mad at it. I know we're talking about Gigi Hadid a lot. Like, yeah. But she didn't even invent it. Like,
but this is what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck about her anyway. Ever. Yeah.
Like, the thing is, I didn't know it existed until her. I'm clearly target market.
So, like, they could have rode the wave, but at the same time, like, vodka pasta is fucking delicious. It's so why not? It's another sauce that's like dope. So I'm
that's one thing. Is it a mistake then to associate it with like the TikTok trend at all? Because I agree. My first thought was like, oh, because I saw the other day, I just got served like a reel with like the vodka sauce as like the base for a pizza instead of the marinara sauce. So I see a lot of this and that cacio e pepe. But then when I saw like the association with Gigi Hadid, it felt like it kind of actually cheapened it a little
bit. But Heinz haven't claimed that they're doing this because of Gigi Hadid.
Have they not? Oh, right.
No, so I just thought, because then they're late. Yeah, like, that, as soon as they say that, they're late.
Wait, so this is just the way it's been reported by everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. Because like,
if they didn't say that, then you'd be fuming. And they just sat there like PR people or whoever released the press release, because they'd say, no, do not associate it with that.
Well, they're associating it with social media, but not with her directly. So again, it seems a bit murky to
sure,
be honest.
But even, okay, so they are associated with social media.
Just indirectly.
Oh, okay, but in that case, then they're still late, because I remember seeing it on like the internet. I didn't know about the Gigi Hadid connection as well. So like, that's even if it's tying it to social media at all, that's still very late.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It is late, and it's a bit murky as to why they've actually done it and why now. But again, it could be a case of it just taking really, really long to come out the other end when they were trying to get the idea through, right?
Yeah, I like how they're only selling it in Waitrose as well.
I didn't know that.
So Josh, you're probably, I imagine you're a Waitrose shopper.
Not at the moment, no.
Well, actually, what is your supermarket? What is your supermarket choice? I'm curious. Yeah, let's get to know each other.
Let's get into it, yeah.
You didn't even know your fucking name, so we should get to know each other.
No, honestly, my mind went blank. I'm so sorry, Josh.
It's fine. You'll be forgiven soon. No, I'm a Tesco boy, you know?
Tesco boy?
Yeah, easy.
Down the middle, classic.
Straight down the middle, yeah. Not too Tory, not too proper. You know?
James is a Sainsbury's boy. He likes stealing nuts and bananas.
I do steal bananas from Sainsbury's. Is true.
Are you going to be stealing the sauce? Is it something you're going to buy, guys? Or what do you think?
I want to give it a go.
Yeah.
Although they brought out these like curry beans recently, and I wanted to give those a go, but they weren't in Morrison's.
Curry beans?
They were like, I was
stopping Absolute for some reason.
You know, Absolute do a ton of collabs, and they, so it wouldn't surprise me if they start hopping on a few more.
No, makes sense. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I thought. Out of all the many collabs that they do, this is one that actually makes a lot of sense. And there's like a, and again, Josh and I have been looking at potential collaborations, and this one actually feels like a good one that works for both parties.
As vodkas go, like, I feel like there wouldn't have been many matches for Heinz. Absolutely, a close one like that.
You can do plain logo
branding, like just block letters. It works.
Yeah, if it was Glen's vodka and Heinz.
No, that makes sense. Like, it's Heinz British, right? Is Heinz British?
I think it is. It's Kraft Heinz. I think it's British. Yeah.
But I was gonna say, like, Glen's and Heinz, like two like British icons. I think it makes sense. But Absolute got there first. No.
I'm not sure. I think Heinz would want to. They wouldn't want to cheapen their beans in such a manner.
That's true.
Do any of you speak another language?
Plenty.
No.
Like
a little bit,
like
of
five
a lot.
Or six.
So no.
Other word. Yeah. No.
Right. Okay. Well, fortunately, you don't have to, because the Time Kettle WT2 Edge earbuds. Catchy name. They are able to instantly translate up to 120 languages in real time.
Crazy.
If they can actually do that.
That's nuts. You know, it's actually weird, because I've been on a few holidays recently, and I was thinking it would be so handy to just be able to understand another language without actually having to put the work in of learning it, like through Duolingo or something. Are you still doing Duolingo, James?
No, it was. I was put off when I went to Spain, because I'd been doing it for about a year, and I thought that there was a good chance that I'd just turn up and kind of be fluent. And I was disabused of such a foolish notion within about 10 minutes when someone started talking to me.
Okay, so you need these little earbuds then.
Yeah, and it wasn't a good trip and it was only a day, so...
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, it was. You missed this flight.
I think they're slightly beyond concept and they're at like the prototype point now, so they're not actually like available to be released yet, so I don't know if they've started costing them up yet, but you'd imagine they'll be extremely expensive. Yeah. And I'm not entirely sure, because they seem to be like kind of targeting them at like business people who can have then multi-language meetings. That feels like a very specific kind of niche group of international businessmen to me.
I feel like the tourist problem is probably the bigger shout, isn't it? But
yeah,
you would think so. Yeah, because and also, but my main issue with it is I'm utterly convinced that they will not work.
Okay,
because why?
Because I feel like if they could work, then they would exist already. Or Apple, I'm amazed that with this type of technology, you'd think Apple or Microsoft or someone like that would have bought the what's it called, the patent to it decades ago. Because don't they do that? They like patent and copyright, like all sorts of intellectual property that they'll never actually do, but just in case. Whereas like headphones that translates different languages, that feels like not an obvious idea, but like if you would sit in a room and think of like crazy technological innovations, if that was your job, I think you come up with it. Which means one of two things. It means either Apple and Microsoft dropped the ball and missed this one, or they looked at it and thought, nah, shit, it doesn't work, you can't do it. So
I mean, if it does work, it would be a shame though, because it would put people off actually learning languages,
but you wouldn't need to. What's the point?
But is it not
we
nice
don't, we don't know languages. Language. British people don't really learn languages anyway. Like, you can get very far on sort of pointing and grunting.
Slowly.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's slower and louder.
Yeah. In case it the first time, you just go again, but like...
And the other thing I'm thinking, like, maybe they'll work to a point, but like, even Google Translate or something, or any of the translation apps, they don't really work. When you put something in, it doesn't perfectly spit it back out.
It probably will be that type of vibe then.
Well, exactly, but you're like, going to accidentally end up calling someone a goose when you meant honourable gentleman or something. Sorry.
Does that happen to you often?
Always, yeah.
I agree with your point that Apple or Google or whatever would have done it if it was legit now, but what's...
I feel like they'll just jump on the bandwagon in a couple of years.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a couple of years, a good version would come out. And AI's getting crazy now. They'll bring that into it somehow. And... Oh, you don't really need to be that eloquent with it. As long as you get the gist, where car, red, Mercedes, like, oh, I get what he's trying to say, do you know what I mean? It can be base level.
So is AI
still
powered?
Probably.
Yeah,
sure.
James has come with half a story than expecting me to ask questions.
I never learn the stories, the intricacies of how the products work.
No, that's not it. I'm not
trying
technology.
To sell them to you. And also, from the looks of it, it seems like they're not entirely sure. So this is my question about it, is whether it's just almost like a kind of stunt for the Time Kettle company to like get their name out there because they're doing this crazy thing, and maybe it's like a Trojan horse to launch something else.
I'm looking at them now. They just look like AirPods. So
I feel like, you know, when like you look at Back to the Future, like imagined the second film, and they imagine like what 2015 would be like. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is one of the things where if we were to think of like the gadgets that you'd
it's
have in 30
like every
years time,
movie of the past
but
10
you,
years,
you would, you would, you would. This is the type of thing that you would expect to exist at some point. But like, but that's one wondering if it's one of those things where they expected us to have flying cars, but then it was discovered like, yeah, it's actually just not a very good idea. Yeah. I wonder if this will also be one of those things. But who knows?
Have you seen the images for the campaign as well? It's just two dashing men.
Two businesses. It's two business.
You've sold it.
B-tech.
The launch video is quite funny as well, because there's someone just like giving a presentation and then they all just start clapping like crazy. No one has any idea what's been said. They're all just getting electrocuted. And yeah, and there's some guys who's
chatting up a bartender.
Chatting up a bartender. It'd be a bit shit though if you met the love of your life and you have to wear headphones for the rest of your life though. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying about learning languages. If you don't learn language, you don't need to wear fake AirPods, do you?
You can just switch them off and you don't listen to them anymore.
Yeah.
And you can't
learn all the languages. Whereas this, you can do 120.
Well, let me know how you get on if you do buy them. And it's 110, not 100.
Over 110. Which is 120 is.
On to our guest. We'll go with Josh because I feel bad about it.
Because you remember my name.
Yeah, you can go first.
Let's go that. So I've gone from the football world today. We've got Gerard Piqué's latest football Twitch project, and that's the Kings League, a kind of alternative football league set up short form of the game with a load of random rules like power play, drafts and everything. They had their final at the weekend hosted at Barcelona Football Club's Nou Camp, which they sold out 90,000 people and had over 15 million people watching online. It was pretty crazy.
So it's, did you know about this?
I haven't heard a thing about
it. I didn't know anything about it. I think I'd heard of
it's not very big in the UK because there's purely like no translations or anything of it yet, but in Spain it's absolutely massive. It's combining former players, like their biggest Twitch streamers and gamers have all got involved as like club presidents.
So what is it? They do like those mini FIFA games, those weird little games.
Yeah,
but I mean like the weird little games you get in FIFA.
Mini games. Seven aside, but like at the start of each game you get to pick like a golden card that gives you like a power play, like give their player a red card.
What, a power play? I invented this about a decade ago. Genuinely, we used to play five-a-side and you shout out power play and you had to climb to the top of the climbing frame and you get an extra goal.
James, you
and
are a pioneer.
And do you know the funny part? We were 17 at the time.
When you're translated, it does as well.
The guy that it's led by, does he still play football, like professionally?
He's retired.
So it's clearly like a hobby for it. It's like he's created this big thing.
Do you know Gerard Piquet? He's married to Shakira. Shakira.
She wrote a recent revenge song about you.
Okay, I do know who she is. I'm trying to make this relevant for our female audience as well.
How nice of you, James. I really appreciate that, but also I don't really understand much about football or who these people are, so that is helpful.
I missed all of this because I was actually playing in a football match of my own this weekend. As I told you about, Josh, I scored two goals. Thanks for asking.
It's strange that you guys haven't heard of it considering you do like football, because in the article it says that, is it a Guinness World Record?
For wearing
masks in unison.
Yeah.
I couldn't be, that's why I paused.
So basically I think at one point there's like one of their players like wears a mask.
What kind of mask?
Like a Mexican wrestler mask.
Oh, okay, so not like a COVID
mask. No, he like hides who he is because he's like a current La Liga player, and it's like, oh, he's like the mystery man. So yeah, they have all these kind of cliches going on.
I like that.
They even had one of the guys does the Ronaldo celebration when he scores. So they had 90,000 people in Barcelona Stadium do the Ronaldo celebration when he scored.
Wow.
But yeah, it's kind of like taking football to a next generation audience.
That's what I was going to say, because the fact that neither you or I have heard of this at all kind of indicates that we're probably not in their target market anymore. Which is, you probably accepted that years ago. It's pretty fucking sad for me.
But in terms of, I guess, because
I'm probably slightly kind of old beyond my years, particularly when it comes to football. And I'm
I
don't want kind of like fucking like half-time shows at the FA Cup final. I don't want anything to change.
You don't want fun, you want passion.
Exactly. I want real football. I'm a real football person.
It was a record-breaking Twitch broadcast as well. Again, I don't know much about Twitch either. So the reason it must be so popular is probably linked to the fact that it was streamed on Twitch, right? Because that's got a massive community.
The guys they got on board as well. So Ibai, who's like a Spanish streamer, he's like the biggest streamer in Spain. So he owns one of the teams. So Sonny got his audience going for it. I think they're kind of playing off the fact that barriers to entry for football are high at the moment, like ticket prices, TV packages. This was free online for you to watch, or like cheap as anything to go to. So
considering it's a pretty enormous event, it sounds like they pulled it off pretty seamlessly, which is quite impressive. Wow.
Maybe you can tune into the next one, if there is a next one. Or who knows, it might have scope to be in other countries.
Different countries. I think their aim is to have like a world championship eventually.
Okay.
So yeah, see how it runs kind of parallel with the game.
Fun.
Pick up PK.
Yeah, have that, Shakira.
She's going to be so upset hearing this.
He's on Twitch now.
Last but not least,
my turn. A little bit different. Going for a story about an ad campaign.
That's not that different.
We work in an advertising agency.
And that's all we
do. Do you mean different from...
Who just attacked you there?
So out of the box.
Different from Josh's story.
Just wait till you hear who it's about. That's not going to be very difficult to talk either.
Yeah, it's a little company. You actually haven't heard of these guys. So McDonald's.
Never.
have released a new campaign. And I think we're getting used to seeing these weird abstract plays on what their brand is. You see your day-to-day McSpicy advert that just kind of puts it there and says exactly what it is. But they do these behind-the-scenes sort of weird, playful ones. And this one's a collaboration with DoorDash, which is like Canada's version of Just Eat. Yeah. And it's basically envisioning, has everyone seen it?
Yeah, which is why I went, as soon as he started talking.
It's basically envisioning their food moving at like rapid speed, like, you know, coming to your
imagine
door.
Imagine that in real life, and just the burger flying past you.
Sick, like, catch it. It's sick, because it plays on a lot of things. It plays on how iconic McDonald's is, and also their product is. And it also plays on the fact that how powerful, I guess, advertising or social media is. Like, we've seen this a million times, but even if you don't eat Big Macs daily, like, you know what that is. Yeah. And it's just a few stripes, a few colours. They did it with their Egg McMuffin as well.
Yeah, it's cool.
That one doesn't work quite as well for me.
It doesn't. Like, I feel like if I saw that out without any context, I wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get it. When it said Egg McMuffin, I was like, oh, okay, yeah
like,
fair enough.
Next to the Big Mac, I'm like, straight away.
The Big Mac's superb, man. Like, yeah, it's playing on that, just how culturally ubiquitous and recognisable it is. Like, they don't even have to show it to you. And it's kind of better not showing it to you, because then it forces the audience to make that extra connection, which means they're actually kind of engaging with it and thinking about it slightly more than if they're just shown a Big Mac.
Yeah, I like this one as well, because it has the narrative. Like, it's McDonald's, you get what it is. It's zoom into your door, like there's that sort of linear story
to it.
It's
a really good link,
because they've done these other ones. This was back in 2019, where their products like blurred out, it's like painted if you look up close,
with
and
red
they
background.
Have like their fry and their happy meal and fries and that. It's like, okay, cool, doesn't really have the narrative. And then they did the pixelated one like 2021.
Didn't we discuss McDonald's last time you were on here, the French one?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you...
What was
no,
that?
I don't think you were here for that. Did you see the garage
that
door
was wicked,
one?
The garage door
Oh,
one.
Yeah, no, I wasn't on that one.
That was
very sick.
So that's very sick.
It's they are that iconic that you can kind of...
Yeah, and it seems... And that was McDonald's France. And we had another one featured from McDonald's Latvia before. So it seems that kind of in loads of different countries, they're very... different branches have their own kind of, I guess, creative license, which is quite nice to see, rather than it's completely homogenized global campaigns.
Yeah.
But what's funny is, with all this, it could be global, because that doesn't, it's got no words, no writing. Mm. It works for anywhere, everywhere. You wouldn't need to translate it into 110 different languages. It just works straight off the bat. So
also, it's worth noting that this DoorDash campaign is called No Fixed Address, which I really liked.
Yeah.
As in, like, there's no fixed address, it's just flying towards you somewhere.
Yeah. What?
With like the sense of speed.
I think that's the name of the
agency.
That's
the agency that did it.
No.
It was a bit random.
It's the name of the agency.
Oh, cut that out.
No, leave it in. Leave it in so everyone can see what a fool you are.
TBWA for some reason. Although, no fixed address would actually make sense.
No, it's called Faster Food.
But it would actually make sense. Because it's like home
delivery.
It works, but it doesn't. It's called Faster Food.
I'd be surprised if they wouldn't roll this out like globally, just with like Just Eat or whoever anyone else uses.
That's what I'm saying, because it works. But like, that's what I'm wondering. I wonder if the various McDonald's get kind of proprietorial over their own ad campaigns or something, but who knows. I like it though, makes me want a McDonald's.
Oh, mate, I'm belly rumbling
right
now.
We say this every time we talk about McDonald's on
the podcast. Thank God Chris isn't here.
No one loves McDonald's.
Genuinely, we talk about McDonald's, you can just see little droplets of sweat coming from his forehead, and he doesn't talk for a while. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
No, it's a Big Mac.
It's a Big Mac. I was waiting for that. So thanks a lot, Jaron, and thanks a lot, Josh.
Thank you.
Again, I'm sorry. It was my comeback after a few weeks, and I just feel like I just didn't have that much energy. But next week...
Do you not think he looks like a Josh? Out of interest. Well,
I'm not sure what to think about that.
If you had to give Josh another name, what would it be?
It wouldn't begin with J. I don't know what it would be. You're like a Nick.
Nick.
You do
Nick.
Look like,
that's a great
you do look like
oh,
a Nick.
Wow.
Nick.
You look it's like a Nick.
Or maybe a Spencer. Or a Herbert.
James, where would we find out what's making the cut this week?
Zachagency.com/cool-sht.
Cool, thank you. And then you can also listen to the podcast in that.
They're already listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. What is wrong with me? Bye, guys.
You can listen to it again. Goodbye.